What a weird run for the Boston Bruins this year. Obviously, when you get your coach fired, things aren't going the way you want them to. And they weren't even scoring goals. I mean, Pasternak was the only guy putting the puck in the net at some point this year before Marchand caught fire. So what happened? Where did things go right?
I think, and this is pure conjecture, but there was such a solid infrastructure in place, and the team had experienced so much success. I mean, you know, by any empirical measure, Claude Julien is the most successful and best coach that the Boston Bruins franchise ever has had. That with the turnover of the roster, because about one-third of the roster is new players this year, I think there was almost a subconscious intimidation of less experienced and younger players. Bruce Cassidy gave them more permission to make mistakes. And it doesn't take anything away from Claude Julien as a coach, but, you know, there are a bunch of players that just couldn't play their best for him. And, you know, I've known Claude for a long time, and he tried a lot of different tricks. He tried a lot of different methods, but the methods he was trying were not working. And Bruce Cassidy's getting more out of these players. I'm not totally convinced yet that this is a style that's going to work in the playoffs, but they got to get to the playoffs to find out if it's going to work. So, you know, they're doing a lot better now than they had been.
Jack Edwards joining us on the starting lineup with Brady and Price. It's the Bruins and the Leafs tonight. Tuukka Rask, tell us about his season. Has it been very, in your estimation, your eyes tell you it's hot and cold? He's tied for third in the league in shutouts. But as you may know, the Bruins are last in even strength save percentage as a team. Now, I know they haven't been able to get reliable starts from their backups really at all this season, the three guys they've tried. But has Rask had a season that's underwhelmed you a little bit? He's a better goalie than he's shown, you'd say, yes?
I think that what you just said speaks extraordinarily eloquently to the number of great quality chances that they continue to give up. They're a risk-taking defense, and they get caught a lot. The strategy right now, and it started evolving in mid-season, was just get the puck out of the defensive zone as quickly as you can. Well, when it works, it's terrific because you send the likes of Marchand and Pasternak up the ice with speed and a chance to score off the rush. But the problem with it is that if you make a cross neutral zone pass out of your own end and it gets picked off, you're going to give up a 2-on-1 or a 2-on-0. And that has happened at least on average once or twice a game. And that's how you get a low save percentage at even strength. Tuukka was unbelievable in the first half of the season. I mean, if he hadn't played as well as he had played, the Bruins were going to be in lottery position at midseason. So I'm not going to throw him under the bus. And actually, if you look at Tuukka's penalty kill save percentage, I think it's still at 900, which would be the best of his career since he became a starter. So, you know, when he's looking at pressure in the Boston zone, he's playing very well against it. I don't think too many goalies look good when they're defending against 3-on-1s and 2-on-0s.
With Jack Edwards, Boston Bruins play-by-play voice for Nesson. Clearly, Brad Marchand has stepped into the elite of the National Hockey League, but the argument could be made that he was already there before this season started. He, of course, was a significant member of Canada's team at the World Cup of Hockey. And last season, there was nobody on Team Canada that scored more goals in the NHL than he did. Is it an awakening for the rest of the fans in the world that he's already been where people think he's getting to now?
I think people outside of Boston just hated him too much to realize how talented he was. You know, he's a guy who had to play on the edge to get people to notice him early in his career. And we always knew about his speed and his tenacity because Those were the things that enabled him to get to the NHL in the first place. But really what this is a result of is how hard he has worked at playing around the goal and how hard he has worked on his game. I guess the best example of working on your own game is probably Sidney Crosby, who seems to come back every single season with something new or something more refined or some other weapon that's a little bit better than it was. And I guess we've come to expect that from Crosby, who's a once-in-a-generation player. But Marchand pays attention to that kind of stuff, and he's seen it in Patrice Bergeron. And I think that that has made him steadily a better player through the years. This kind of scoring really didn't appear until a couple of seasons ago, but he's legit, and he creates things out of nothing, and he also understands how to play in combination better than he's ever understood before. Something that was interesting to me was just before the season began, he signed this giant contract, and we had a chance to sit down with him for a one-on-one interview, and ask the question, you know, you scored 37 last year. Do you expect to do that every single year? And do you put pressure on yourself to do it? And he immediately said, yeah. And in fact, I expect to do better. And I was kind of taken aback by that, thinking, you know, hey, 37 is a nice career year, but he wasn't satisfied with that. And he's played that way this season.
So Jack Edwards joining us, Bruins Leafs with a big-time Atlantic Division tilt tonight. So we'll step away from the ice for a sec because I'm gonna tell you that I'm fascinated to get your how many people have mentioned this to you. A week ago, for quiet Friday night, Jack, my wife and I say, all right, let's breathe deeply. Let's take the plunge. Let's rent Manchester by the Sea. So here we go. You're in the movie a couple different times calling games. And I'm thinking, did you know about this well in advance? Or are you the perfect elixir for grief-stricken loners to watch and make them feel better about tragedy? Tell us about the movie.
Yeah, I had no idea that I was in it until it was in theaters. I'm sure that somebody in New York City wearing an NHL blazer is experiencing a nice loyalty from it, but I haven't seen a penny. Obviously I was thrilled to be in it, and Andy Brickley was too, and it's all nice that they recognize that the Bruins and Celtics are part of the winter landscape in Boston, and they help people pass the time. But when I saw the film, while I was happy to hear my voice in it, I was devastated by it. I mean, I felt sad for about 3 days.
But I feel like there should be cash. No, I think both Ellie and I think so there should be royalty.
Four words.
Yeah.
Get a lawyer, Jack. This is...
Yeah, right. Because we all know that lawyers work for free, right?
They work on a percentage basis. That's what I've heard. They don't get paid till you get paid. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Exactly. 99 and 1.